And welcome back to the Next Panel Podcast. This is your host, Brandon Alleles. Alleles, and to my right,
Dre.
And to his right,
Zero.
Alright, Corey is not here with us today. SL. Aww. We miss you.
Kind of. A little bit.
Yeah.
Not really? Yeah, I mean.
A little bit.
Just enough.
Yeah. It's colder in here without you.
Quieter, too.
Huh?
Yeah, so I guess I have to be the one to be like, yo, we gotta talk louder.
No, we're fine.
We gotta talk louder.
Right, yeah.
Good job.
I got you. Don't worry about it. I'll be today's
anchor.
Yeah.
Yeah, the moderator today.
Sure.
We really gotta start designated roles in this group.
We don't do roles.
Yeah, we don't do roles. We're just happy everybody showed up.
Yeah.
Almost.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say 75%. Oh. What you got for us today, Bo?
Alright, so today is an anime topic week.
Okay.
Right, we're going to be talking about just like the overall length of an anime season, I guess. Yeah, seasons.
Okay.
Right, or total, if it has multiple seasons, total episodes that they have, I guess, right?
Alright.
So, I guess the first question is, do you guys like feel that longer anime with longer episodes is better? Because it's been going on for that many episodes, or is it?
I feel like it's a miracle if a long-lasting anime is good.
Yeah.
Like a long-lasting one.
I think it kind of.
Because I feel like we watch the longer ones just because we like the first few seasons of it. You know, like the rest of the seasons are just like, what the hell is going on here?
I feel like it depends on the story you're telling. Because, for example, I love Naruto. Naruto doesn't need to be that many episodes. There's a lot of filler that could just easily come out and shorten it by a lot. On the other hand, I could also, like, to get that many episodes, you kind of have to, you have to at least start off good. So I think the bigger thing is, like, can an anime story, like,
I could have lived without Katsuya. I could have lived without.
Oh, you're talking about the end part?
Yeah, like,
I feel mean, everybody could have, but that's a different thing.
Like, so, I feel like,
that's a fact.
What is it, Black Clover? I feel like it has too many episodes already.
Really?
Yeah.
It's about to end.
And they went on for too long. I don't know. I feel like a lot of it could have been cut out and the budget been put into better quality animation.
Okay. But then on the other hand, you have Hunter x Hunter, which is pretty. At least, it's at least, I think, above average all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Great for the vast majority of it. And that ran for, like, 144.
Yeah. But,
again, but like, D. Greyman could have been shorter, too.
I mean, Dragon Ball could have been shorter.
I feel like more often than not, the long-running ones could easily be made shorter, but also, at that point, is it, like, are they really.
I'm telling you, it's just for the viewers.
Yeah, it's, like, you know? Obviously, it's.
Is it for the viewers if after, you know, episode 200 the quality goes so down that it's I'm watching money. Because of the name?
Exactly, that's like, what I'm saying.
It's, not for the viewers, it's still then. Pulling in.
I mean,
money.
It's for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I will keep, like, for.
You know?
Damn, can't even say any spoilers, but. Like, Demon Slayer and Jujutsu, right? Mm-hmm. There's one enemy. And it looks like they're keeping that one enemy. They're not gonna. Like, after that one enemy is finished. They're not going to just, oh, he has a distant cousin.
I will say on the flip side, though, I wouldn't want people to, like, for them to avoid making longer manga and longer anime.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, well, people would prefer something short. It's like, no, if you have a story that you could tell, if you're doing One Piece type thing where it makes sense for them to be going through multiple stages of something over a long ass period
of
time.
But One Piece, I think, is dragged. No.
So I think One Piece is.
I feel like
extreme end of too long.
I feel like we can't comment on that. Because I feel like something's only too long if it's not good for that long.
Do you watch
for
it?
All we know, One Piece has been dope from chapter 1 to chapter 1,000 and something.
So I like straight that through. Is, right? Don't get me
But wrong. If it's great, why stop?
It's great.
If it's great and they're not at the like
it's
natural
not, it
end
can't
to the
be
story.
That great.
I feel like
it can be.
It's like the number one selling.
Yeah,
of course.
The
but Black Clover was
in.
Yeah,
I don't feel
not,
like
not for like a year.
But I'm saying it's because of the longevity.
Like I mean, yeah, but I mean,
But I feel like...
Because, like, comic... Is it then fair? Because comic books go on and on and on. Reboot, go on and on and on. Same characters.
Yeah, but you're getting a rebooted story and a rebooted origin for them each time. You know? So, the Superman that my dad grew up reading isn't the Superman that I grew up reading. And it's not even the same Superman that I'm reading now.
Right. You
know? But I think anime could do that, and it would be amazing.
My thing for that, though, is, but even the long-running anime, generally don't... I don't think we have any anime that's been running. Maybe Dragon Ball is, like, really the only one that's, like, actively still running that you would say, oh, yeah, my father watched that when he was young. It's like, most of it is not, like, no, I watched it when I was young. My father wouldn't have seen that. So it's not like it's been running, like, for 50-something years like Superman. Okay. But that's fine. But, like, Naruto for, like, 17 years, and I'm agreeing with you, it kind of feels like too much. And I'm wondering why. Because it's not like Naruto didn't grow up with us. Because, like, for... I mean, he didn't age 17 years over the course of the whole... Technically, he kind of did, if you include Boruto, but...
So we do both animes, and we talk about games. Each week, it's a different topic in one of the two. We're trying to alternate back and forth.
Well, yeah, that, I feel like the longer it gets worse. There's no anime that got better.
In general, I would say, yeah. Like, generally speaking...
No anime got better.
Dragging it out for too long? Well, more often than not, like, ruin the story. Just
it's like, it so, for Demon Slayer, right? You know who the main villain is, right?
Yeah.
But they're putting a lot of stuff in between that and getting to him.
Which makes sense, but...
So that's why it's like... It's,
yeah, so that's great, because you can build up the final boss as, like, that exactly. much bigger.
But if you get to...
But on a story, like, for example, just to use Naruto, because it's, like, the longest anime I think we've all seen.
Okay.
Like, if it ended, like, towards that end arc, before... What's her name? Popped up? Kaguya popped up?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, low-key, it wouldn't feel like it's too long.
Yeah, it would have been perfect.
I think the problem with Naruto is that could have worked. It's just too many times they went into the, oh, this is the final boss. Yeah. But wait, there's someone behind him. Exactly. But wait, there's someone behind him.
Exactly.
But wait, there's someone behind them.
Exactly.
Boruto is basically a whole, but wait, there's something else.
Yeah, behind the last person.
Yeah, behind the last person, there was another person. Because that person, you know, it's like.
Exactly.
So I would say in general, yeah. But.
So.
Like, Hunter, if that went on for 700 episodes.
But
I think like that, like pushing Hunter Hunter for like 700.
But they didn't even see. Episodes. But look with Hunter Hunter, right? Who did they fight last?
Well, true, but they're only at like 144.
Yeah. Right,
so they not fought, even that
but,
long.
But I'm saying, but like, I'm saying they Hunter, have Hunter. Somebody. They have Gon's father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have so like Netero's son, who's evil.
Yeah.
So they still have that, it's which not is cool. Like,
but that's not gonna cover. Thank another you, 600 episodes, you know?
Can't even see all of the stuff. One day I gotta do, like,
but it's like
in my room.
Yeah.
It's like...
But I have most of the...
Like, I get what you're saying. Like, they have more stuff to go through.
So with Dragon Ball at first, right? It went from... Well, not Dragon Ball Z, Frieza, right? Mm-hmm. Then, okay, they brought the Red Ribbon Army back, technically, for Cell.
Yeah.
And then Boo was ancient.
Yeah.
And now what? Now there's...
Universes.
Exactly.
Gods.
Well,
yeah. Gods are now...
Well, so like, are we talking about anime that are long just because
they're just for you can tell they're stretching it. You can tell. Yeah.
Well, I don't mean like are we talking about those where it's like we can tell that they're stretching it, or are we talking about like the ones where it's like no, they probably didn't stretch it. They literally just like
went too
long. I'm
like perfect. Literally the story itself. So what's like, the too plot long for didn't
you?
Need to be
what's
this
too long?
Long
for you? I have a set. Four seasons is perfect for me. Four is great.
I don't know. I feel like Dragon Ball Z is too long now.
Yeah. Because
right?
Like,
it ended right after Boo. It'd been perfect.
I agree.
Yeah. Like, but they stretched it.
Mm-hmm.
But like Dragon Ball Z, like they're obviously stretching that to make money off of it.
Yeah.
So I would expect the quality to go down because they're just you know for the most part not saying that everything about it's bad, but you know. But also, Dragon Ball is one of those things where you can also just watch it and just enjoy it.
Like, it just needs a remaster. You know? All they ever needed to do is do a remaster for Dragon Ball Z, and it would be perfect. Like the way Shaman King is getting a redo.
Even Digimon.
Well, yeah, they should do it for Dragon Ball first.
Yeah, just start it over, start and you'll get everybody in again.
Yeah, but four seasons is perfect for me. I don't know. Seasons of any anime? I feel like four would be... Yes.
I don't... That's too short for me.
So I feel like comedy animes can get as many seasons.
Oh yeah,
as
yeah.
You know, but I mean, even but even for example, Naruto. If Naruto ended in 4 seasons, like where would we have got?
I mean, it depends.
What to like,
I feel like would count like Shippuden as a separate series.
Yeah, yeah.
From Naruto. It was, so Naruto I would count, got 4 seasons. Yeah. And Shippuden got another 4 seasons.
Yeah, so like you would have had what? Total. The first season would have been.
It could have been
Zabuza.
Yeah.
Then you would have went
Chunin.
Well, the Chunin exams was like 80 episodes total. That would have been 4 seasons in a. Of
but
its
you
own.
Condense it. So I think
that that's you're gonna the condense thing. The Chunin exams
okay.
To a bit. Yeah, there's
not too
so
much to cut out of it.
A lot of the time,
like remember
with that, it was establishing shots, so you get 30 seconds at a time of them just panning around what you're looking at.
You could
get rid of a lot of it and get a way more concise story.
I feel like you think you're cutting out more time because like total, you're probably cutting out like 2 episodes total. Like, in runtime, you're kind of, like, probably an hour of footage if you're just talking about the 30 seconds here.
In all honesty, you can do it. So, I think...
You know? Because you're saying to cut it down to 4 seasons.
I would give it a long season, so...
I mean, 4 seasons
I would say
could be
90
episodes.
Well, it would have to have long seasons.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
all of its arcs, like, last like, more than a season anyway.
Yeah. Like, you have to show
Zabuza
4 seasons.
Zabuza went for 13.
To 40 seasons. I mean, episodes of season.
Yu Yu Hakusho was four
you
seasons.
30 to 40?
Yeah, I give it 30 to 40.
Right?
If you're giving it 30 to 40 episodes per season for four seasons, you're giving it 120 to 150 episodes anyway.
Right.
It's like you're not cutting it down
then.
I'm
going to give it 30 episodes.
Because, yeah. like, OG Naruto, once you take out the filler, mm-hmm. it's only like 150 episodes. Like, it's as long as Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah,
like,
so
it's not dumb long.
I think 30 episodes.
But
it's just Shippuden.
Yu Yu Hakusho was four seasons and it was perfect and it ended. They had a goodbye episode. They didn't just...
Which makes sense. But I'm just saying for, like, if we're taking... Because I wasn't just
or five
Naruto.
Seasons at most, then. 5 seasons.
Like, but I'm saying, say you have Naruto now. Because now we're just saying, you make Naruto based off the manga. Mm. You have 750 chapters. There's no filler in the manga.
Uh-huh.
Turn that into 4 seasons of Naruto. Cover everything from Zabuza to, let's say... Let's just say it ended at the pain attacking the building.
Because wasn't Zabuza episode 4?
Zabuza was episode 6. But that arc didn't end until episode 19.
But I'm sure there was stuff you could take out of those 13 episodes.
I mean, but that's
if you met Zabuza episode 6.
Yeah. No, you could. A lot of the backstory in the with the village and the boy's father, it didn't
The boy's father's backstory was all of 5 minutes. In an episode where Naruto and Sasuke
out
were trained.
Amongst, like, multiple episodes.
No, they showed his whole flashback, like, there.
Don't you go back more than once?
They flash back to, like, when he gets his arms broken for, like, 5 seconds.
But
or
the
10
point
seconds
is, there are things you could have...
Like, you could cut it out,
you
but you're not...
condense his whole story into one serious flashback or one episode.
Which is what they did. They just showed flashes of it when they were showing what was motivating the characters.
I feel
what
like...
What they were mostly explaining, like... You can't cut out Kakashi explaining chakra.
No.
Because then you don't know anything about chakra. You can't cut out him explaining ninjutsu, taijutsu, or genjutsu, or the Sharingan. Mm-hmm. So the entire, everything from the Forest of Death, skipping over the little Naruto pretending to be Sasuke thing, like those, like two episodes you could cut out where he like meets Sakura, you could condense that to like a half episode. Because he could just run into them, you don't really need the extra antics, but then everything with Zabuza, you have to show every fight with him. Because that's explaining the Sharingan,
yeah,
which is like
fine.
The most important thing in all of Naruto.
Yeah,
almost more than Naruto.
That's all fine. But
and then you need
lie.
The world building. Because, like, remember, early Naruto, they're breaking down. There's 5 nations. These are how the nations work. They all have their own villages. There are villages in between. There are rogue ninja. Rogue ninja. Ninjas rock on this level. You have Genin, Chunin, Jonin.
Okay.
Like,
so,
if you're cutting all of that out, you could really cut it down.
So.
But then you're cutting out all of the world building. And now you have a bad anime.
But we have animes out with 26 episodes in a season
mm-hmm.
that have a huge world that explain it
mm-hmm.
in such a way that you
like
understand.
For instance, Jujutsu explained stuff while the fight was going on.
Yeah, but for example, if we're putting Naruto to Jujutsu's thing, then you would be saying Naruto, give us basically the Zabuza arc, which is what they did. It's just Naruto like kept going. So like,
no,
you could
I
say
that's
season one, but like my thing is like. But for Naruto, you could keep that to four seasons. Mm-hmm. If you like, want to say like per like adaptation of the series.
Yeah, so Naruto and Shippuden.
That would make sense.
Yeah, two different
series.
Things.
But Naruto is one thing. So when they give you the manga and say here's Naruto, and you say I'm just doing four seasons, you have to condense the entire Naruto to four seasons.
No,
and Naruto Shippuden is what I mean, because like the manga is not separate.
You know,
so when you're making the anime,
but Shippuden and Naruto will be different.
Yeah, but then why can't Naruto just be eight seasons instead of being two separate animes with four seasons?
You can do that.
We're not saying like two separate animes, as in like, you know, it's a whole new team behind it or anything. We're saying the way they did the distinction.
So then, technically,
it's four and four. We're splitting it up.
So you just want each name to have four seasons, because technically, then Black Clover could go on forever and just change it from Black Clover to Black Clover, ship it into Black Clover.
It's just like
so many episodes too. I feel like their story could have been condensed a lot.
Yeah, well, that's filler. The manga doesn't have. There's a lot of filler in Black Clover.
I don't know.
That's the other thing. So we can't hold the filler necessarily against the anime. I mean, you can hold it against the anime in terms of like the quality of the anime and whether you want to sit through all.
But the reason I say
filler.
Four is because a lot of the good anime. How many? Kenshin is what? Three or four?
Kenshin never finished and had an entire filler season at the end.
But I'm saying, like the last, anime. The anime.
Kenshin was 90 episodes. The last 25
were
filler.
That? Four?
No. 95. You can't do that. Yeah. Literally, the last like third of Kenshin is just filler.
But I'm saying...
33% of
Kenshin
is filler.
Yeah, but that's anime.
That's not the end of the story.
They didn't finish...
How is that fine?
That's fine in the case of it happened. It's sad that it happened to Kenshin, but it happened.
Yeah.
So you'd rather than put in filler and not finish the story and keep it under the season?
No, I'm saying if they would have replaced this filler with the real story, it would still have been four seasons.
I mean, it was only three seasons to begin with.
Right. And then the part with his son.
That's filler.
With whose son?
Kenshin's?
Yeah.
That's filler. That's not even part of that. They literally just had one arc that was like 25 chapters to cover, and instead they did these same number of chapters to cover, which they could have done in four episodes into 25 filler arcs.
I think four is perfect.
Alright, so
My Hero's about to pass four, right? Or we're on
four.
Four?
No.
We're
no. My Hero's gonna go past. We're at four. The last season was the fourth one.
Yeah, so five is coming.
So five
is
coming.
Five
is
about to come.
So
they're over. So should My Hero stop? Because in my opinion, reading the manga, My Hero hasn't even started yet.
Yeah.
Or do they just get to rename My Hero and start fresh with
the new four
seasons?
But I think that's what they're going for, isn't it?
What?
With My Hero? Like, I feel like...
But the first season could have been condensed.
We're going to see the end of My Hero soon, and it's going to be the next step of it. I feel like...
Yeah, older. They're going to be older.
Yeah.
So a time skip?
Yeah.
But the manga's not going to change, so you're just going to... That's how you separate the end.
Yeah, we're
so basically, you're allowing a manga to have multiple... iterations of an anime that can each have up to four or five seasons.
Dragon Ball
Z. But they can't have one name with just four to five. That's what's throwing me off, because if Naruto can do Naruto for four seasons,
and
then
Shippuden
for four seasons, but it can't do Naruto for eight seasons, like, that doesn't make sense. You're still giving it eight seasons, you're just calling it something different. That's not changing how long the anime is, that's just helping you make it more distinct.
But, like, for new viewers, if you see eight seasons, you're going to be like, all right, I don't got to watch the first two. Listen, you get what I'm saying? It happened to me.
It's the equivalent of the reboots that we were talking about that DC and Marvel get to do.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You don't do that?
Okay. Number one.
If I see something's too long, I just either don't watch it or I just watch the whole thing. It's either or. I won't skip something and go into it. What do I mean?
Because
I miss all the world building.
So if you want to watch Naruto and Naruto Shippuden again,
I will watch it from the start. I started reading the manga from the start.
Let's say you were more interested in watching Shippuden, right?
Then Naruto.
But you need not you.
But I'm saying
it's like
an average anime person, right?
Interested in seeing.
Now you gotta be like, damn, what episode does Shippuden start? 132.
Or not even that, but like you don't really care. You didn't watch Naruto. You didn't watch it when it first came out.
Okay.
But you want to watch Shippuden.
Okay.
You're like, oh, I have to watch the backstory for it now. It's a lot easier to get into it with less episodes. So if Naruto had 1,000 episodes to itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like the first half of Naruto.
Yeah.
You're less likely to be like, oh, I gotta sit through that to understand this. As opposed to if it was a shorter story.
But you're saying it as if Naruto would still have a sequel at that point. If Naruto had 1,000 episodes, there would be no Shippuden. It would just be, this is the whole story.
No, what would bother? He's combining it.
Cause
I know, but he's combining it into one and saying I have to watch these 1,000 episodes to get the backstory on this. Like, there is no other this.
So how many episodes was Dragon Ball? Because Dragon Ball had a whole...
The first Dragon Ball? Like, the first sure. It must have been over 100.
Right?
I think it was 180.
140 or something? 180?
Now, imagine if the story was so important to it that you couldn't watch Z without watching Dragon Ball first. And it had that many episodes. And you're like...
I agree. That's what I'm saying. For
That's the same reason why we don't want to go into
But the question you asked was, does it being long make it bad?
Or good.
You're not saying that it's making it bad or good. You're saying it being long makes you feel as if it is worse.
Yeah.
I can't, what do you want him to do about that? That's your fault.
All right, so
I think the opposite way. Like, if it's split up into multiple shows and I see Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, then Boruto, Shippuden, I'm like, I have to watch four separate series to understand any of this. If it was just Naruto for 1,000 episodes, I'd be like, that's long as hell. But at least I could just sit and just get through that.
But it works for Marvel. You gotta watch all of the MCU to...
That's 2 hours. You know that's different.
2 hours. I mean, when you add them all up...
Yes, but...
Plus side shows.
If I added up all of the Marvel movies, I could watch all of them, I'm sure, a few dozen times before I watched all of Naruto again. It's a whole different ballpark. That'd be like if you just had to watch an episode of Naruto to catch up to Shippuden.
No, but what you're saying is, like, if you have to see, say you have to watch all these different shows, we have to watch all these different movies.
But there's a difference.
And it ties in.
There's a difference. One, like even just a regular season, a short season, 12-episode season of an anime, that's like how long is that? 6 hours? That right there is like 2-3 movies. But that's like, if that's like just one season...
Yeah.
Of the first part of a trilogy. Like, that's a lot. So, now, if the Marvel movies, like, everyone was like, yeah, every movie is 4 hours long. All 22 of them. To where it's now it's 88 hours. It's like, y'all could have fit in a couple 2-hour movies to give me a break. I'm rewatching them. I'm doing it over a couple days.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
So, you mentioned a shorter season of anime.
I have one follow-up question to do one.
Okay, so that...
Do you think for a longer manga, they should wait till the manga is, like, done? Or at least, like, how many chapters in do you think they should wait before they start doing an anime? If it's going to be, like, an anime like Black Clover, where it's every week the anime episode is coming out.
The manga comes out every week, too.
Yeah. But, like, even with that, you see how Black Clover is catching up. Because, like, one episode is, like, 3-4 chapters.
Yeah, it's not gonna...
And when they go crazy, they might get, like, 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, for Naruto, like, obviously the filler is lowering the quality of the show.
Yeah, I feel like if seasons
half a season's worth done at a time.
I'm saying before this. So, before they even started doing Naruto,
so
how far should Naruto have been just as Zabuza then you start? Because I would have said if you get through the Chunin exams,
yeah, that's what I say.
Then
so
start.
If we're using Naruto as an example, and I feel like that's the easiest one we can do.
Yeah.
Right. I would say have up until
the Chunin exams at least out in the manga. Like, not that the author has the idea in the outline. Mm-hmm. Like, no, we've published the Chunin exams. Let's start the anime.
Now you can start the anime.
Yeah, I would say a season. A season should be it.
I think ideally maybe 100 chapters. Because, like, even at that rate, doing multiple episodes, and then you just break it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, Black Clover, don't run it every single week for the whole year if you're not going to give it the money that the story deserves to be shown with. Because, like, some of the scenes in there, like we said, I don't want to watch. Like, obviously I'm going to watch it at some point, but I don't really want to watch it.
Yeah.
Because, like, some of it just throws me off, and it's like, isn't Black Clover supposed to be, like, this
popular.
Big, populous, like, why are they treating it like it's...
No, I agree.
Like, One Punch Man's first season
I would
is getting
say a
better
season,
animation
though.
Than
a season
Black
and a half, maybe.
Like, Black Clover, I think... I don't think they should do long-running anime. They just go week to week to week to week to week anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if it's just a short break. Like, run, like, your 12, 24 episodes off. Then take, like, a month off. And then come back if you want to do it like that.
So, this is actually... Like, before we even get into this... you know what? Let's ask this question first and then I'll get back to it, alright? So we were talking about animes that are too long. What about too short? Do you feel like there was any that you've seen that were too short and needed more episodes?
I would say, first, emotionally, they're too short. But then, like, when you get over it, you're like, no, it ended like, you know, like a comic got killed, I was mad.
But well, emotional had like what
26.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. So, but I'm saying, like, damn, I can't think of it. Nora was short. What was Nora?
Well, that's the thing. That didn't even finish either. So yeah, but it was two seasons.
Yeah.
So it got like 52 episodes. Yeah. No, it just never finished the manga.
My example is like the guy at high school. There was 13 episodes, which forced them to
bring a new character every three seconds.
Every day. Every new episode was a new character with new motivations, and you're like, wait, did I miss something? So, I feel like 13 episodes is way too short for a season. Unless it's the manga.
Oh, for a season, you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah, for a season?
Like
13 is short. Like 13 is short. I didn't like God of High School, personally, so.
You can do 13, but you, I mean, obviously, industry-wise, it goes a whole bunch of different financial and all that. But just, like, in terms of, you can do 12 episodes, but you have to, like, it almost feels like they get, like, you're getting 12 episodes, and, like, that may be it. So fit your whole manga in there, as much of it as you can. So it's like they try to rush it, almost like they're forced to, when it's like,
they shouldn't have named it God of High School.
So,
like, you could slow it, like, if it's God of High School, it's a Crunchyroll original anime. It starts off.
They were in high school for 2 minutes.
It needs 24 episodes.
I'm like, why can't
they were in high school for 2 minutes?
Like, you're telling me Crunchyroll couldn't see what they were animating like, into those 12 episodes and say, no, we have to give you more to
but
make
that's
it
why
work.
It's confusing because Tower of God is detailed.
Mm-hmm. And it's, I think, the same amount of episodes.
Exactly. Right? It's
but
detailed.
The story, they chose, like, what part of the story they were going to get.
And
to
it's Crunchyroll original. Yeah. Tower of God?
Which makes sense. Like, Tower of God? At least based off the way, because you know I didn't finish it. Mm-hmm. But based off the way you described it, it sounds almost like they were like, yeah, no, we're giving you 24 episodes. And then, like, they got to episode 6, they're like, okay, now we just stretch it out some more. Then they hit him and was like, nah, you're only getting 12.
So but that's not what we're
saying.
That's
what
we're saying.
Feels like
Tower of God feels like they knew they
God
were,
of High School, I mean. Yeah.
That,
like, God of High School. It felt like they might have been like, yo. Well, yeah, we're gonna
God
give
of High School
is
literally me versus you 101, and then God came out of nowhere.
Oh yeah, I saw. I remember I did see that one part. I was like, wasn't he?
So
but
it's
no,
like, and
it
Cautious
almost,
Hero did it too in 13 episodes.
Cautious Hero did a lot in 13 episodes, and it was great.
And they even had a big twist with it, right? In the last two, and it made sense. It didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't need any more time.
I'm not gonna lie. This. Right. I feel like I've probably seen more good anime that are at that 24 episode.
24 is perfect.
Maybe?
I think that's what I said.
I think I've seen more good anime at the 24 episode mark, but I feel like I may have seen more. It's weird.
It's like
I feel like the ones that I would rate the highest tend to be like shorter, like
yeah,
real quick, like 12, 13 episodes.
That,
yeah,
that give you a concise.
Like those tend to be
story.
The greatest.
Yeah. Fully Cooley is like
but
five
then
episodes.
I would say eight? I would say there are a lot
no,
of
is it five?
Six.
It's like six. Yeah,
Cooley
five,
High
six.
Is
Fully
Cooley.
Cooley.
Yeah,
it's like six episodes.
Oh, six, yeah.
And
I still haven't seen all of them because of Toonami, bro.
Right.
Well, now I'm also grown. I could just watch it, but
but nah, shorter like the newer anime or they're all coming out to be shorter except for Black Clover.
I feel like because
Black
like,
Clover, even though the animation was bad, but at least they didn't stop and come back
for
a long time.
Oh, not for a long time.
Black Clover,
I like
think
Demon Slayer,
stopped.
It's been going for how long?
I mean, it came out like 2019.
Yeah,
and it's coming back this year.
So.
It only took a year off.
No, but
I think
I'm saying
it should
is,
take a year off.
But that's
yeah.
fine because
that's what My Hero
there's,
does.
There's a movie in between it.
But that's what I'm saying. The newer anime, they do that and they get everything out and it's gonna end properly.
That was another thing.
Newer anime, but I mean, what isn't My Hero older than Black Clover?
Yes.
At this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's what My Hero's been doing from jump. Here's your season.
I would count My Hero
don't.
As a newer
Let
anime
us go
though.
Mm-hmm.
Gather this money
Anything.
From the
OVA,
movies and the
movie.
OVAs.
No, I would
from
count my My Hero as newer though. Like older to me would be like Naruto and
I don't know.
And back.
Well, I mean that's super old, but
yeah, I feel like
but that's what
My
I'm saying.
Hero is the millennial of
like even Attack on Titan
anime now. Yeah.
Well, no, but
so
Attack on Titan
is
it's
four seasons.
Its time off.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
taking its time, but
no.
the manga also like facilitated like. Four seasons. It's like if my Attack on Titan went six seasons, they would be stretching it. Naruto could go 8 seasons and be fine if you stick to that story. Like, what's in the manga, just the plot? You could easily go just as many episodes because the stuff they left out. There's a side story just about Gaara, an entire book just about Gaara.
And Itachi,
but you see,
yeah, no, but they showed the Itachi one.
You could do the Kakashi one. I would do mini series for those and movies for those.
Yeah, but that's what they're doing.
And that's how you keep it going, like
Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer. All
but like, for example, imagine if you had to sit through all of Shippuden and you didn't know none of Itachi's backstory.
No, you don't get none of it. You get the.
But you have to
get what you need.
But you have to get at the right time for the plot. Like, there was a point where the anime just said it's at Itachi's entire backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Just out to
but
you. Which would spoil the spinoff, but if you do the spinoff first.
You read the manga of Demon Slayer, right? Weird.
No, not the whole thing.
Well, the ending?
But you, yeah. You do.
So
it
after the ending, they're still doing the story for all the Hashira.
Yeah. Like, that's fine. Like, I'm saying, that's what the.
But that's. It's like. They gave us Tanjiro and Nezuko. Through the story,
you could get a full story from a full season from following one of the.
And now you could do.
But that's
the Fire
Hashira.
Well, the movie is the Fire Hashira, basically.
That in of itself isn't a fair comparison, just because. It's shorter. Like, it's 210 chapters.
Right.
Yeah, like the source material ended.
Yeah.
So it's literally, if the show went any longer, goes any longer.
So how many chapters was it up to with Pain?
With Pain was.
Just Shippuden, though.
Just Shippuden?
Yeah.
The manga's not separated.
No, but I'm saying, like, what would you think?
Pain came
chapters
out
wise,
in
probably 300 and something, maybe? Because I think Itachi's thing was like 384.
So.
But that's from the beginning of Naruto, right?
No, so Sage versus. Sage Naruto versus Pain is chapter 433.
433?
But from the beginning of Naruto, correct?
Yeah, that's from the very beginning of Naruto.
So when does Shippuden start?
They fight in Shippuden in episode 150.
So that
was probably the chapters
before. Yeah, so it'd probably be, if you did the episode totals, taking out filler, it'd probably come out to about 250 episodes to cover those 400 chapters.
Look at that.
Which is pretty fair.
Of the three.
You have pretty much all of them.
The four volumes of Naruto, I have all the ones that I need to.
This is why we don't need Google. We just,
we have a shelf.
The shelf of knowledge.
All right, so volume 27 goes up to the departure, and I think that's when
Naruto leaves.
Yeah, that's when Naruto leaves.
That's the time skip, right?
Yeah, because it also does Kakashi's backstory too. Right? Yeah, Kakashi leaves on this one. So I would say Shippuden starts in 245. That's assuming that Kakashi's story backstory ends there.
So it would be like 200 chapters to Pain.
When you say his backstory, is doing like the one we saw in Shippuden?
Yeah, with Obi.
Oh, Obi and Rin.
That was a few chapters or just like one day?
It's like two chapters. Right?
Okay, so
two, three chapters.
Because
so
I was saying throw those chapters out because they did that.
So Pain was 200 chapters.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they covered in 150 episodes. That's pretty good.
I don't know.
I mean, 150, that's including the filler. Like, if you take out the filler, it's going to be less.
Right.
So they were doing about two chapters an episode?
No, that's what I'm saying. Dude, that's good.
That's a good
but if you imagine you split, that's what I'm saying.
But
you
like that manga is gonna draw you because it's like what 800, 700 chapters, 750 ish. Like that's gonna draw you to still make an anime. That's 300 to 400 episodes if you're doing two chapters an episode.
So I guess my other question, that which does follow along.
That's why I'm like the source material is what really does it. It depends on why it's long. Because if you're making an anime adaptation of Harry Potter. And you're, like, following his everyday life, like how anime... Well, not everyday life, but, you know, like how anime would follow it. That is going to have to be long for those 7 books worth of material.
No.
Well, not saying that it has to be, like, Naruto long, but it's, like, it's going to be, like...
I would do 24 episodes in a book.
That's still 7 seasons, is what I'm saying. It's still going to be long.
Well, actually, you might not even need
like, you might, like, the first one...
Actually, you could do 13 for the first two
One
books.
Of those books is kind of short. You could, like, just condense them into two
I
of them into one season.
The last two or three books
but
that
you're
are
you're still going 4 or 5. Like, for example, though... Like,
half seasons.
A book on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you make an anime on that. That being 5 seasons makes a lot of sense. Right? Mm-hmm. Even if they made it ended up being 6, it would make some sense. Right? Now, if that same thing ended up being 14 seasons long... Like, regardless of how good Harry Potter is, it's going to be bad, because why is it that long? So I think it depends on, like, why.
Yeah, I think Harry
it ended up being that long.
So, seven seasons, first three or four.
I wouldn't even count the first two.
Yeah.
Harry Potter doesn't start to me till Prisoner of Azkaban.
I mean, but the first two books are going to be like the Naruto before Shippuden.
Yeah, but the first two books, I just wouldn't. It's just like, you could do that. You could do that in the Chamber of Secrets in one book.
No, because you need to build the world out.
Like, you need to explain how, like, the magic works.
Yeah.
Okay. Chamber of Secrets was... Nothing was explained.
That was our backstory for,
The characters, for the most part. Like, the main characters. Voldemort.
They explained him in the first movie, though.
Not really. You know of him.
Like, but I'm saying, you could... that's what I'm saying. The second movie was only...
About him.
Yes. Yeah. You could add that into the first.
Nah.
The three-headed dog was pointless. That was the first one. Yeah, pointless. The girl crying in the bathroom, pointless.
That's all world building.
But
though.
She was part of. Yeah, that's.
How's that not world building?
What was the first girl? What was she building?
Wasn't she a ghost?
Yeah, and she.
Like, it's showing you the ghost exists
in the fourth movie too.
Yeah, it's like when they were going through the thing and all the, what was it? The staircases were switching with the pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
That's to show you what magic is capable of, because otherwise. If people are just dropping people with
that. That's what I'm saying. The first two books
he's saying
would
are
be 13 episode seasons.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're just short seasons.
Yeah.
So you could combine that into one.
Yeah, I would still have.
You know what Dre's saying? Oh. If you were making a 24-episode season, you can combine it into one thing.
Yeah.
I would
he's saying keep them separate seasons, just 13 and 13. So you're saying the same thing, just different.
Yeah, you don't need a long.
They're separate arcs. They don't have to be long.
You're saying the same thing, but different arcs. Right? So with no filler, like five. Mm-hmm. If it was 14, it wouldn't make sense.
And
for
you can get filler from. You could get a lot of filler from Harry Potter.
But is it
watchable filler too?
But is it filler or is it really just
you could
like
do
side
Snape,
stories?
You could do Snape and Harry's mom.
You could.
I don't count as filler. That's not filler. That's backstory. That's
But
it has nothing to do with the main story.
Yeah,
it does.
No, it doesn't.
How? Like, their relationship comes back to play in, like, what, the sixth book?
I guess.
Barely.
So, like, it would be foreshadowing, though.
But that...
It's not barely for the character of Snape. That's, like, his biggest moment.
No, it comes out of nowhere.
It's barely for the story, but for that character,
yeah,
it matters.
Yeah, for the character, it matters a lot.
But there was no build-up to it.
Sasuke fighting low-key Danzo didn't matter too much. Because I feel like Danzo wasn't making it back to the village anyway.
He had to get...
And Madara would have killed him as soon as the war started anyway.
No, but...
So Sasuke fighting Danzo didn't mean anything,
yeah,
but it meant something for his
character. They probably wouldn't have died as far with the Alliance if Danzo was still ahead of the village.
Oh, I don't think the Alliance would have happened to begin with.
There was no build-up to Harry's mom and Snape, though. At all.
I mean, there kind of was with how Snape was being a dickhead specifically to Harry all the time. Like, there had to be a reason behind that.
But nobody knew
so
that.
So, if anything, that prequel,
but
that prequel is then your
payoff.
Because
he hated his dad.
Yeah.
It could have been, but that would have still been
But that's what I'm saying. In season
but
six...
But then why does he hate his dad? Because it's still part of the backstory, you know?
So...
That wouldn't be... I would consider that filler.
Just
what I consider filler is the Naruto when everybody was in the Infinite Tsukuyomi, where it's like, okay, that literally... Is literally something that doesn't exist in reality in the show.
I was gonna say is you can get like Quidditch matches or shit like that.
You could have a Quidditch spinoff.
Yeah,
thing.
Like a whole sports anime that you know
just about Quidditch
from that. So do you think that anime should just do the Netflix drop for a season?
I would love that.
Prefer...
I would love the Netflix drop.
Yeah, like I feel like everybody binges anime anyways.
Seven Deadly Sins, I would not watch weekly.
Yeah, like so.
I cannot watch that weekly. I would have to watch
there
it.
There are a few anime where I would say, I think weekly is better just for the storytelling.
Which one?
Like Erased weekly was better
for
me storytelling. If I binge watched that, I would have just had a day, and I probably would have not liked the anime.
Okay, so I feel like because it was building a mystery
and Brotherhood
it's
too,
leaving you on a cliffhanger.
Brotherhood too.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything like
that.
Those that have. Outside of that, no. Drew off the whole thing I want
right.
to. Yeah. Like, I don't
Brotherhood,
need...
Brotherhood,
Pokemon does not need to go week to week.
But that's what they've been doing with the new one. Well, Netflix is making it, so I guess.
Well, now, yeah.
But
like...
Yeah.
You, like, Pokemon's not the type of anime that you should have... Like, why my kid gotta wait week to week to watch this little Pikachu cheat? Like, he's cheating. It's not teaching my son nothing, but cheating wins. Like, just give me the whole season.
Yeah.
That's true.
But, you know.
No, but some so of them 90%.
Like Steins Gate, I would want. But yeah. I'd say 95% of them.
95%? It has to be like.
Mysteries or sports animes?
Maybe comedy. Because, like, some comedy.
Because the thing is, right? With the week to week, right? You get to a great part in the anime, and then the next episode is filler.
You know what they could do?
And now you're sitting there.
And then you forget about where you...
Now you're one episode in watching a baseball match.
Let's say My Hero. Mm-hmm. What you want to do... But not what you want to do. But what you can do, say you don't want to, like, drop everything at once. Because you're like, I don't want just... Everybody watches that one time, and that's it. Like, drop my... Like, for My Hero Season 1, drop all the episodes. Mm-hmm. Except for the last one. Where, like, all my fights are numb. Just don't show that episode. And then you're like, okay, binge watch that, then wait a week to see that.
Yeah.
Or like wait a couple weeks to see that.
I just hate when I'm watching a good show and then the next episode is filler.
Or drop the arc. Just do that. Yeah, drop the arcs. Think, like, you don't have to do the whole season. Just drop like the first 7 episodes of arc, drop those 7.
Yeah, you can do the arcs.
Then you can take a week or two off and then drop the next thing.
Where they gave you like parts to the season.
Yeah.
So it was like part 1 and you got maybe I think 15 or 20 episodes. Then you had to wait maybe 2-3 months. Then you got part 2, continued it.
Yeah, no, that's better.
So, like,
yeah.
Do that. Like, just drop the arcs.
That daily...
That'll be enough. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah.
The arcs, I could agree with 100% like that.
Like, I think that's a good enough compromise. You still get to have your release schedule.
And I think that gives you more time to prepare, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because the seasons are done when you drop them weekly anyway. You might as well... Because that's really a killer for me.
So I think some of the anime, they really do be making the episode for the next week, during that week.
Dragon
Not
Ball
even, like,
Z
finishing up, just like, oh,
was
shit.
Was notorious for that. They had to get, like, 3 different studios to work on it all at the same time.
Which by itself is why I think you gotta break for seasons. Like, how long is Black Clover gonna keep going for? Like, imagine the people
done.
Working on it. Like,
they're done.
Like, by now, they're probably done with everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But imagine how long they were probably sitting there just working on Black Clover to make sure they had an episode for every week for like the last 2 years or whatever.
No. One thing I could say about Black Clover, they caught up to the manga and they're going to finish.
Yeah.
So it's not short because of all the filler, but I'm okay with this. This episode length, I'm alright with.
That's the other thing.
Because Boruto's 180 episodes before anything good happened.
Like, Boruto is already too long, and it hasn't even gotten into anything.
It just literally just started.
Like, it just started, and it's already too long, which is ridiculous.
Is that 100 and what?
88.
Where was Naruto at 180 episodes?
I don't...
Can we look this up?
180, they were in filler.
I think it was...
At 180, they was in filler.
No, I think it was Kakuza.
Nah, in Naruto, they wasn't there yet. They was in the...
So when did
that
Kakuza
was before the Sasuke retrieval. That's Shippuden.
Yeah, no, you're talking about...
By Shippuden? By 100...
Just by...
Just regular Naruto.
If you Naruto,
I think Lee and Gaara fought episode like 35 or 40.
Yeah, Sasuke and Rock Lee fought episode like 25.
Yeah,
bro, the whole Zabuza arc ended by episode like 24.
And he came back to the Chunin exams. Like, great, you guys fought a Jonin. Now you got to try to be a Chunin.
Back then, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it was.
Something must have happened when we got old.
Targeted merchants. What?
That's
that's Philly.
Yeah.
But I think...
What arc was right after it?
I think... Oh, God.
No. It was like 85 filler episodes in a row. From the end of the Chunin arc to the beginning of the Sasuke
retreat. That's when Naruto was painting the faces on the...
No, that's after that.
Right.
Like, even after that.
Oh, God.
Like, they had... In the filler...
This is still all filler.
You know how Itachi had dropped Sasuke with the Tsukiyomi and he was in the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
I think in the filler, he came out of the hospital. But he was in the hospital when, the story came back, so they had to have him re-injured by somebody else and put back in the hospital.
Oh, Season 8 had one of my favorite
ridiculous
intros.
Is it Bluebird?
I think it might be. Is it?
No, that's not Bluebird.
I used to love this intro.
The feed is probably crazy.
I don't remember that one. It's actually, which is crazy. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I don't either.
At one point in my life, Naruto's intros was all I had in my iPod.
It's understandable, though. It's understandable.
I had no idea what they were saying. Wasn't even going to look it up on Google.
Oh, bro.
Right?
The theme song for Zoid's Genesis is one of my favorite theme songs. I didn't realize. Apparently, it's like an anti-war song. didn't know it, but they was in war in the show, so it makes sense, I guess. Right,
but I'm still trying to figure out what they're up to. I can't tell by these thumbnails. I don't know if Sasuke has left the village yet. Jiraiya's there, but
I could make a wild guess. Okay, and say,
wait. Yeah, no. So yeah, Sasuke is already left by 188.
I could make a wild guess.
Yeah. Sasuke leaves 135. Oh, that's right.
It's after that when they do the next filler run.
Yeah.
After
episode 135, Sasuke leaves.
I can make a hot take right now.
That was too long.
Boruto's going to get a reboot. But right. I'm just saying. That's what I think.
What, like Spider-Man times?
It's going to happen.
In 4 years, we will receive a brand new Boruto.
Nah, that's Naruto has a new son.
You know what I'm more like?
They have to, bro. There's no way you could start a show off with 180 episodes of filler.
You know what? You didn't even
get into like anything.
I don't know if they might restart it.
They have to.
They just might, like when it really gets important, they might rebrand it.
If it gets important.
I mean, like,
I'm not even fine with how Naruto ended, but I'd rather that than what's going on.
If we're talking reboots, I'm definitely way better. I want a Dragon Ball Z reboot in the art style of the Brawley one. Give them all the money and just give me that tight story. Start from Frieza. Just get the scenes.
You want it to be changed like how Digimon is? Like the change, like because Digimon is changed. Mm-hmm. So you, but you still want
Digimon Gohan changed for the better.
Yeah. So would you still want Gohan to be Cell, or would you want Goku to be Cell? Because
I don't want Goku.
Is the Goku of the show.
Keep the story the exact same. But yeah, just give me that new art style and a condensed story, no filler.
So you don't want it to change?
No, I don't want
it to basically change.
Because Digimon changed.
Kai, basically?
No, I don't want Kai, because Kai was...
You know Digimon changed, though, right? Like, but it that changed is within changed.
To the movie. It added movie elements.
No, but even the episode, have you, where I'm at, it's like none of that happened.
Yeah, I know, they have new evolutions.
So it's like, and there's new, like Matt does stuff that Ty did in the original, and Ty did stuff like it's different.
No, but I would leave like the core premise of the characters the same. So I'd still give Gohan Super Saiyan 2 first.
Yeah, he'd get it first.
I'd have him beat Cell with it, but I would also probably add the movie elements into it the way Digimon did. So Cooler's gonna be a part of it.
Yeah, Cooler a part of it would be dope. Goku should be Cooler.
Terles, but I feel like he has to look different.
Yeah.
That's my only... That's the only person who has changed.
I think Charles is a good character. I hated the movie, but I think... Because he's basically the same version of Frieza.
Basically Goku Black.
Yeah, exactly.
Goku Black before Goku Black.
Goku Brown.
Exactly.
It's Goku Brown. That's what it is.
Right? Lord Slug, I'd bring him in. Not for a full season, mind you.
I feel like...
That's not what we're doing. But they could be...
I wouldn't bring him in.
Do the Xenoverse. Just team the two of them up.
You might as well want Garlic. Garlic and Lord Slug together?
No, I would do that. You ever played the Mario games where you had never that had mini Garlic tower Slug? Before you get to like Bowser's actual cat?
Yeah,
mini boss. They would be the mini boss. You know, the mid-season boss.
Yeah.
Just do the Xenoverse team. Just be like, you know what? For whatever reason, Turles and Slug is working together.
Yeah, they could.
Right, yeah.
Just throw three, four of them together.
But I think
they work under Frieza.
There you go.
But if you notice, their super is
they
taking...
work under Cooler. There you go. That's why we haven't seen them before.
They're taking over. Their super's taking over like what Xenoverse started. Like they're adapting that into super. The time patrol. Zamasu going back in time.
I mean, they did. It was just a one time arc. But
no, but
Xenoverse
even now, but so you're not. Are you gonna read Super?
Well, I mean, now it's like the Galactic Patrol.
Yeah,
that's but they've been there since a while. That's Jocko.
The last thing I like, that's not the time like with Morrow.
But it's like Xenoverse, like they're Which adding. Means, yeah,
I mean, I guess with the Galactic Patrol as in
only because so there's a new Namekian
been out there.
Yeah,
There's a new Namekian.
That's fine. Nobody give a fuck about Namekians.
But what I'm saying is they're gonna like add more people into it.
I mean, you have to, otherwise you can't. Goku, at some point, he's just gonna be beating on Gohan every episode.
Yeah, exactly.
So didn't Xenoverse recycle villains? Yes.
I mean,
but these are new characters.
They had new characters that were using the old villains.
Mm-hmm. Right, but that's where I feel like Super is going.
I mean, but you can't put that on them because they have another Namekian. It's like, yeah. No, they could have just as easily come up with a completely different race. It's like, he's one of them.
But what I'm saying is, you know, they adjusted. Like, Namekians apparently aren't from planet Namek.
I mean, just like Saiyans aren't from planet Vegeta. And we didn't know that till GT.
Well, GT doesn't count.
But
it still counts. Yeah, the lore still counts. Like, so, it's still true. We just didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, that's like how Bardock wasn't... The story about Bardock... Yeah.
Wasn't actually,
like, the story of Bardock until Akira Toriyama saw it, and then he was like...
And then...
That's how it happens.
Yeah, no, but... So, but the Namekians aren't from... And now they have a dragon that could grant a wish with just two Dragon Balls.
But... Which makes sense, though. It's limited, though. It's just one wish.
Yeah.
And he definitely said within my power, so I'm assuming it's even more limited.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
So
they actually explained something that makes sense. It's always been. That's why the one on planet Namek was shown.
So my point is, they're basically remolding.
I guess you could say that, but it's almost like they're using.
Because now I feel like they're gonna bring Namekians back.
Well, I mean, you don't have to bring them back for anything.
But they're gonna be vital, like Piccolo is gonna have a purpose. They always have been. Since when?
For as long as the Dragon Ball matters. They mattered, because if they died, the Dragon Ball
was. When was the last time you said, we need Piccolo?
Look,
anytime you need the Dragon Balls, you need Piccolo.
You said Boo Saga.
How did they wish people back in Boo?
Just.
Wait, Dende was already on.
Okay. Yeah. Dende.
Remember, Kami? No, Piccolo was the original bad guy at the Dragon Ball, right? Yeah. Kami was God, trains Goku, right? Piccolo Jr. comes.
You're making my point.
What do you mean?
How long ago was this?
But I'm going to keep showing you how he's...
You're going to go right up to Cell.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm a little foggy here. Hold on. Where did I say?
Piccolo Jr.
Right? Goku fights him, beats him, right? Cool. Then Saiyan Saga starts.
Piccolo and Goku fight Raditz.
Yeah, right? Raditz kills Piccolo? Yes. Raditz kills Piccolo. No Dragon Balls. Now you have to go to Namek, right?
You sure?
Yeah. Raditz killed... Nappa.
Nappa.
Sorry, Nappa. Okay. Yes. Nappa kills Piccolo.
Yeah.
Right? No more Dragon Balls. You have to go to Namek. You now realize there are stronger Dragon Balls over there. Wish Piccolo back to life, which brings back
Kami, the Earth Dragon Balls,
which is now cool. Then Frieza blows up the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Right, cool. We wish back
their planet.
Yeah, they use Piranga to wish back their planet.
Mm-hmm. Right? I believe so.
Yeah, because they were on there. So,
or no? Did they wish it back, or did they just make a new one?
No,
because isn't it called New Namek?
Yeah, it is.
Did they wish it back and then rename the same place?
Yes.
Just let him get to where Namekians matter. Just let him get to where Namekians matter.
Imagine Earth blow up, we wish it back Earth.
I just want him to get to where Namekians matter.
It's the same shit.
Right, cool. I'm gonna get there.
Let's go.
Right.
So you're on the, basically, introduction to Frieza is where you're at right now.
Introduction to Frieza. No, past Frieza, because we wish Namek.
Okay.
Right, so we're at...
Android.
Androids, yeah. Piccolo has to absorb God, right?
Yeah.
To become stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So no more Dragon Balls again. We get Dende, right? So new mechanisms are still very important. And I didn't even touch on the whole Garlic Jr. saga.
This right. is my. This is so back then, bro.
Hold on. I'm gonna get there.
But you're saying it back then, like lore wise.
All of that is important. Back. Right? Namekians, like lore wise, all of it.
Lore wise, the Cell saga is like what?
Three arcs before Super. So my thing is, Super is like Namekians are nothing in Super.
Of course they are. I'm gonna get to it.
They have
Piccolo was in there,
but they're nothing.
They had the Namekians from Universe 6 that had all the infused that was fighting Gohan, and Gohan ain't nothing. Because as weak as Gohan may be compared to Goku, I'm pretty sure he even took out half the tournament.
But what did they mean, is what I'm saying. They didn't mean anything.
What did anybody in the Tournament of Power, except for Goku and Jiren, mean?
My point.
So should Frieza not be in the show no more?
No, but I'm saying they're remolding it to make people matter. The whole Super is about Goku.
Is Mars planet Namek?
The whole of Dragon Ball is.
It could.
But at least the other. Like
6 days to
when Piccolo and Nail.
I get you're saying Piccolo doesn't matter, but they literally bring in another Namekian. And you're like, well, they're just doing it to make him relevant. It's either bring in the old ones or then make a new race that can make Dragon Balls. And now you're saying, since when can other people other than Namekians make Dragon Balls?
No, but I'm saying the Super Dragon Balls. It's not Namekians.
No, but it would be like a gothic creature.
It was, yeah.
I think Zalama?
So other people.
Zalama?
Other people.
Salami?
So what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he's
is,
like the.
God, I'm saying they're remolding them to make them matter. Super is only about Goku.
And Vegeta.
Barely.
Whis.
Barely. Vegeta's a punching bag.
I mean, yeah, it's obviously about Goku, but Dragon Ball is basically Goku,
always Goku.
Bulma.
Yeah.
But I'm saying Piccolo had iconic moments in Dragon Ball.
Okay.
When he when he fused with Nail, started beating up Frieza.
Yeah.
When he fused with Kami, started beating up, had a great fight with Android 17.
Yeah.
And Cell, too.
Did, isn't Hit pretty much just filling that role that Piccolo used to fill?
Yeah, he's,
of having
he's,
the great
he's,
fight.
He's the Piccolo of
he's
Universe
the, he's
six.
Fills the Piccolo role. He's like the guy that's like the small one that could like figure out a plan.
The alien.
He's gonna put in the plan to use and then he's gonna lose in some way that feels like it's stupid.
But I'm saying now they're remolding it and it's looking like everything is like more people.
But it's
matter.
Like
the, they even in you know? Dragon Ball Super Broly's movie, Goku was like, hold on Piccolo, we may still need you. So, I don't know.
Well, isn't it Piccolo who helped him learn the fusion dance to beat Broly?
Mm-hmm.
So he was
said,
vitally important to
being
Broly.
He would have said that to Yajirobe.
No, he
He wouldn't have said that to Yajirobe.
He taught Goten and them how to fuse. He was training them too.
That's Z.
That's Boo.
I'm talking about
that's
Super.
The end of Boo.
That's
Super.
The end of
that's
Z.
Right.
You're saying
before,
it's a long time away, like time line wise.
It's,
it is.
It's a long time away
like,
from when it came out.
Yes,
but
the Boo arc is like
where,
happens and then Super happens.
It's like a year after.
And then the end of Dragon
Super
Ball Z.
Super is not a year after.
Super
it's,
happens before the Dragon Ball Z ends. There's a 5-year time gap
is
between
it
the end of Boo to the tournament.
Is it?
So Super's taking place during that 5-year gap.
Yeah.
So at most, it's been like 2 years since Piccolo was super important. So if you don't do anything useful for 2 years, basically I should kill you out of my life.
But they killed everybody out their life except for Goku.
2 years.
And Vegeta.
For like, how long a span of time does Super take place over? Like a year? Because it can't be more than 5 years. You telling me you mad because Goku and Vegeta went to train?
We actually,
but I'm saying
that.
Like they didn't matter.
Goten? No, fuck Goku.
What happened to him?
No,
and Trunks.
I think he's talking about Pan.
No, not even
no?
Pan. We can use
Ooh.
Bulma's daughter. Bulma's daughter.
Bulma?
Yeah, is the defining key for this because she is born.
What happened
to
Trunks and Goten?
Whis does just like
Whis.
Create her.
Yeah. You know.
He's like, yo, fuck it.
Just instant transmission.
Your baby's out. You coming to the tournament or not?
And we can watch
well again that's
by
that's close to the end of Super though when he does that right
no cause
it's like Vegeta's like Bulma's pregnant I'm not going up there to the tournament and then Whis was like fuck
that's
no that's
power,
six right
that's
universe six right
yeah and that's right after
the Frieza
Resurrection F
was a Z movie right
mm-hmm.
So technically
and
that's
the second Z movie I mean a Super movie Resurrection of S is the second Super movie. So the first one is Battle of the Gods.
So basically...
Right? Battle of the Gods takes place what?
We need to know what happens between Battle of Gods
and
the end of
Frieza.
Super.
Yeah, and the end of Frieza.
It's
no more than 2 years, I'm telling you.
Mm.
It can't be.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying they're making other people matter. That's it. Right now.
I mean, the only person they need to make matter is Gohan. That's it. I still don't understand. Trunks can try and travel back to the present again. But he can't.
It's
go
a 10-year time
skip,
so they have 10 years to work
between what?
No, not in Super. Like between the end of Boo to the tournament at the end.
Oh, okay.
Not 5, it's 10.
What? No. It can't be 10 years between. That's impossible.
I'm about to look up the age. Hold on.
Because at that case, Goten and Trunks would be 20-something.
They should be, right? So
yeah.
It must be 5.
So that's an impossible number.
Wait, how far into the 20s would they be? Because then even if it's 5, they'd be teenagers.
Yes.
Were they were teenagers
No.
then? No, they were still
They're
kids.
Still young. So,
So at
that
most.
That doesn't work. At most, it's 2 years.
Unless they're just like Goku, where they always look
younger. It's a plow hole.
It's at most 2 years. No, it's not.
It
can't be. Here's why. because GT, I just had the timing in my head. We just got introduced to Ub in the manga.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And by the time we first see Ub in at the end of GT, Pan is like 5 years old. So it's not that much time passing. You get what I'm saying?
So she's...
So...
Goten was 8, right? Or 10?
Goten was 8 at...
When he turned Super Saiyan.
Yeah,
when he turned Super Saiyan. And
Trunks was what, 10?
Yeah. Trunks is 9.
9.
Yeah, he's a year old. Right? I would say by Super they're 11 and...
12?
And 12. If that.
So if 3 years?
Old. Yeah, it's if that old. Because... What? Battle of Gods?
It's a lot of mental
Videl
math.
Videl is pregnant. Yeah, like, this is so... I need a pen.
6 months.
6 months?
Superstar, 6 months after
Boo. After Boo. Okay.
So Piccolo wasn't important for six months. After being important.
He was barely important, bro.
He was vital.
You just said he hasn't been important in a long time. Now he hasn't
vital. No, he's because, only been cause barely Goku important. Goku learned the fusion dance from not Piccolo.
But he used Piccolo to teach him.
Goku taught Piccolo.
Was guiding Gotex the whole time.
Goku taught Piccolo.
Okay, so who was able to fuse in the Broly movie? Who was able to fuse with Goku to do the dance with him to show Vegeta how to do it?
Piccolo.
Oh my god. It could have been anybody there.
Nah, it couldn't have been
anybody. Goten could have showed him.
So you're telling me while Broly's losing his mind.
Vegeta's listening to Goten and Trunks?
He's going to listen to Goku.
You think he's listening to Goten?
He's listening to Goku.
No, he's not.
So you're telling me.
Goku can't teach him with Goten.
Oh, Gohan.
Gohan doesn't know it.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Who has Gohan?
He threw him the earring to fuse.
But Piccolo was... Everybody knows that he was pointless forever.
Nah, I don't know that.
I don't know.
Piccolo was a terrifying
boss. Ask the chat if he was pointless.
How was Piccolo pointless? He's not
like one viewer right now.
He's the whole reason Dragon Ball starts.
Yeah.
Like, Dragon Ball Z starts because of the way Dragon Ball...
Right, right.
All of Piccolo was all of that.
Okay.
He's vital to the beginning. He's vital to everything Gohan does through basically the Cell arc.
He's vital to everything Gohan does all the way up until the hyperbolic time chamber. And then right after that.
Even if you want to say he's not that important.
He's not.
Basically, anytime Gohan's been important, it's been because of Piccolo training him.
I mean, Goku trained then Gohan the last.
Genkai and Yu Yu Hakusho isn't that important. All she did was train Yusuke at the beginning.
Are you crazy?
She ain't important to nothing else.
Are you crazy?
She trained Yusuke. That was it.
She fought.
So did Piccolo.
She fought meaningful battles.
So did Piccolo.
When?
What do you mean?
All throughout the Cell.
Against Frieza.
He was the one beating Frieza ass.
Android 17.
Genkai fought all the way to the end, bro.
So Piccolo
was fighting in the Tournament of Power. You just want to say that it's not as important because he's not as strong as Goku.
No, he that didn't do anything, less, though, in the Tournament of Power.
He eliminated people, right?
Yeah.
No. Who he eliminated?
He didn't have one elimination?
No.
I don't believe that.
We'll see.
I don't believe that.
He, at the very least, kept Gohan in there.
You would have named it. You can name Roshi's eliminations.
I can just name the one nigga with the electric thing.
You know Roshi eliminated somebody.
The one dude with
you
the
know
electric
Gohan
thing.
Eliminated somebody. You
well,
know
Dispo,
Krillin eliminated somebody.
I don't know who Krillin eliminated.
You know Vegeta eliminated somebody?
Because I saw
you
all
know
of them.
Goku eliminated somebody?
I'm pretty sure Piccolo eliminated
We're
somebody.
We're going to find out right now.
If he did.
We're going to find out. I don't think he eliminated anybody.
Okay.
He stood with Gohan on the rock when Goku was transforming. That's like that.
Piccolo defeated an invisible universe four warriors.
Bang! There goes one. You're already wrong. Yeah.
No.
How are you going to say no?
He eliminated him?
Yes.
Or he beat him up?
He eliminated him.
No, show me it.
He just said he eliminated
no,
him.
No, he didn't. He said defeated. Let me see eliminated.
I got you. Hold on. I'm trying to pull up the whole
yes, please.
List, okay?
Please let me see this.
The whole
talking about he eliminated,
list.
He defeated him, and he
Insect
said,
Insect Daemon. That's
list. Isn't Damon the one that beat Piccolo?
I don't know.
We're not, listen, Damon's a little bug, right?
The invisible one that beat Piccolo.
No, it's saying that Piccolo beat him.
Remember we was mad because he got pushed out by someone that wasn't there?
Listen, bro.
And I was like, niggas can't sense key no more? What
the fuck? What yeah. I want to see this. I got to see this.
That was the thing. Just
see. There's just like this huge blank spot between like Gohan and...
We're going to get there. I just need a
listener. Are you on screen, right?
Here we go. Huh? No. I'm on...
No, there's a chart that shows elimination. I'm on
Consensu with the official elimination list.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get...
Who's this on the left? The people that invite...
These are like the actual people, and then like that'll be how many they killed, and then...
Zero was eliminated by Krillin?
Krillin? No, Krillin eliminated one person.
Okay.
Trying to find... Tell me if you see Piccolo.
Okay, no. Piccolo also defeated the Invisible Universe 4 Warrior... Gamisaris? I don't know. Who became a nuisance for many people in the world.
That's 18.
Did you Google Piccolo eliminations?
I pulled it up and then I just pulled up these. How did I... It literally showed all of them and I didn't see...
You know what? Hold on.
No. You can look again.
I'm on
look
Android.
Again.
I'm on Android. I got look, find on page. I just look again. Type Piccolo.
Look again.
Piccolo.
You're spelling it right, bro. It would have come... You should... It would have popped up with the P.
Jiren.
It's probably Jiren.
Oh, the old man? No. Jiren's actually Jiren. Piccolo. Well, Rubalt was eliminated by Piccolo.
What?
Rubalt.
YouTube that?
Hold up. Gohan, the two...
We don't got YouTube
Gohan and
nothing.
Piccolo took them both out. So he helped with that one.
We don't gotta do
Gamisaurus.
You're bugging.
Piccolo took out.
Google. I doubt.
Shantasa. Piccolo took out. Piccolo took out 5 people.
Doubt it.
Piccolo had the same number of eliminations as Gohan.
Doubt it.
It's right here showing you the list.
All
right,
let me see. So, all right. Let's do this. Ready? This one is eliminated by, right? So, we have Piccolo beating Rubalt, right? Uses Hellzone grenades and blasts him off of the thing.
You're on Consensu?
Yeah. Piccolo's... Fandom. No, I'm on Fandom.
Okay. I was about to say Piccolo's number 52.
Gohan and Piccolo together. Potential unleash Gohan's ultimate Kamehameha and Piccolo's special
Piccolo
cannon,
was tied for the fourth right? most eliminations for, in the Tournament of Power.
That's two... That they did that twice.
Piccolo
again
was tied for the fourth
Gamisaurus
most eliminations
explosive
in the Tournament of Power. So if he's useless, Gohan's useless.
He was. Gohan is
useless
now. What the hell?
Roshi, Kefla, Kaba, Tien, Krillin. Basically everybody that's not Goku.
Hit Vegeta.
No. Jiren. Goku, Piccolo, Frieza, and 18. Because those are the only people that eliminated more people than
Piccolo. 17 wasn't useless in that tournament.
17?
Definitely not useless in that tournament. He won them the tournament.
How many did he eliminate?
How many did 18 get?
18, I see 6.
I see 1.
Unless they put 18 in
they,
make it
they
put
said
17.
Unknown, presumably 18. So 1, right? Krillin in 18, 2.
But he means 17, right?
He's only 17. No, but I'm talking about 18.
17 matters.
I see 18,
Piccolo
3.
Has been useless. And I'll give y'all Blue. That's it. That's it.
And who?
He's been useless since Blue.
So he's been useless for 6 months going into Super.
Bro, that's in the story. I'm talking about for us as fans.
Bro, for us.
That's completely
for
different.
Us. That's absolutely
Goku
different.
Goku was useless for how many years
Goku
in between
for,
Dragon Ball Z
Goku
and Super?
Was useless for the
never.
Majority of my life
what do you
then.
Mean?
He was never useless.
So
how
was
he not?
When,
Dragon
when
Ball
he's
wasn't
dead,
out for a minute.
When he's dead and all that, he's useless.
Yeah.
So
he fought in the tournament when he was dead.
In what, the one episode tournament we saw?
It wasn't one
Come
episode.
Come on.
But he fought in it. He fought.
Nah, Dre.
He learned Super Saiyan 3 when he was dead.
We didn't even see him learn it.
But he learned it.
We might have known it from earlier.
For us, we didn't see it.
Bro, yeah, I cannot.
You're saying for us, we didn't.
Piccolo has. Namekians have been useless since Boo.
In your opinion.
In anybody's opinion, bro.
It's not anybody's opinion if it's not in our opinion.
Because y'all just arguing at one specific point. When did Dragon Ball matter?
He went through Dragon the Balls entire...
Dragon Balls always matter.
When did until Dragon when? Balls until matter?
When? Until when?
Until
the wishes. End of Z, and then the Super Namekians, Dragon Balls came in.
I'm talking about... Now it's Super Dragon Balls.
But they still go to Namek for Piranga.
Well, since when?
When was the last time they made a wish with?
But you're saying since when? We're saying since the Buu saga. But you're saying,
and
well,
that's been
too long
for us. And
I'm
giving out
Buu because
he was still useless in the Buu saga too, to
I
me.
Know, but you're saying that's been too long for us. I'm saying, no, it hasn't, because it's only been 6 months in the story. To when Super starts and then gods pull up, and it's not Piccolo's fault that he's not useful.
But they got rid of every character, and it's not only Piccolo, he's just an example. Only people that matter in Super are Whis, Beerus, Goku, and Vegeta.
So who mattered in the Buu, in the Cell saga outside of Gohan, Goku?
Goku barely mattered.
Well, Goku because he had to train Gohan.
Goku really barely mattered.
Piccolo,
Goku, Gohan, Vegeta, Trunks.
Piccolo, Trunks.
And then in Super,
actually,
Piccolo, Trunks,
Piccolo.
Trunks.
So it's just five of like
Tien.
20 something. What did Tien matter for? Who did he take out?
He helped him
do
when he was try beaming Cell.
He barely stopped him.
No, he like slowed him down for a minute.
Yeah, he
like,
really
did.
Second,
bro,
but look, they used Piranga
that's more
in
useless
Super three times. Three times in Super. So Namekian still mattered.
Who was in Namekian that mattered?
The Namekian that would have, if he was dead,
the
balls wouldn't have existed.
Exactly.
So he had to, he was
but
bro,
you don't
they,
know,
but
I don't know who the hell these people are. Now they're remolding it and they're...
But they've always mattered. We didn't know who they were when they were wishing on Piranga back then. But they still
mattered. It doesn't matter.
It
doesn't matter who
it was.
It
was Nail and them. It was the
Nail was dead.
No.
Those, back then, it was not.
Yeah.
Those were the Namekians that we knew.
Guru died at the end of
bro, yeah,
saga.
Those
I
were Namekians that we knew.
I can't believe y'all making an argument that these characters
you're saying
Namekians mattered.
Weren't
they
important.
They did matter because...
They weren't.
In Super, he said they made three wishes using the Dragon Balls, where if Namekians did not exist, the Dragon Ball would not exist.
Exactly.
But what wishes
so
did they make?
So they had to be important three
they
times
wished.
In Super.
If the wishes mattered, but they didn't matter.
Alright. Destruction of God, Kibito Kai, Ghost Planet Namek. And ask Piranga to be separated into, so
did that not matter?
So yeah,
because that's how they got the earrings back to fuse Vegito against fuse Zamasu. Mm-hmm. So that didn't matter.
I guess, but then
so they mattered for that part when they actually
yeah,
did
argue
it.
With little points in the whole spectrum of things. Nobody talks about Piccolo or any Namekian.
How did they beat Zamasu? Who is it that beat the shit out of Zamasu until he had to try to fuse with the universe and then Zeno deleted him? Like, who was beating the shit out of Zamasu?
Vegito,
right? Mm-hmm. Who couldn't have fused if they never unfused?
All right.
So it mattered to literally that Goku not being
Moro
murdered.
Moro doesn't happen without Piranga either.
So you could really see... Y'all arguments,
I'm reading
y'all be basing it off
it.
The littlest...
We're basing it off the plot.
So
the plot
ask
is going
any Dragon Ball fan if
the
Namekians matter in Dragon Ball.
They do matter.
Ask anybody.
Look, they do matter
they
in
don't.
A way
they
that
don't.
You,
they do
don't
matter.
Until
they just
you
don't
think
matter
about it.
Enough to you.
To anybody.
But
well, clearly
no, they
to
don't
somebody.
Matter
if
to
you got two people
like that.
So they matter to you.
Yes.
Clearly.
No.
They
way.
Do because
no way.
What is Dragon Ball Z without the Dragon Balls? And where
it's
are the Dragon
literally called
Dragon
Ball. Namekians make the Dragon Balls that we've seen throughout the series.
But y'all doing it like y'all not
based off of the story.
What
like
y'all,
we're going
yo,
off
arguing
the
with y'all is dumb funny because y'all just doing plots like right now. Does Piccolo matter?
I don't know what they do in the
manga. Oh my god.
To the manga right now, no, Piccolo doesn't matter.
No, but Namekians.
A Namekian matters.
Right.
So Namekians are important
so
again?
I don't care
yes.
which Namekian.
Like they were in Super earlier, like
no,
you just
they
said.
They were not important earlier.
How is they
bro.
Not important? Why are Namekians important
they...
right now in the story?
Because they're. Because
of the fucking Dragon Balls. So if the Dragon Balls were important at any point.
But back then.
And Namekians are important
oh
now
god.
Because they made
I
the Dragon Balls.
I can't argue with y'all. I can't.
But you're
I
saying a Namekian is important
I'm
now.
I'm not arguing. Y'all won. I'm not arguing. Because it's dumb fun. You can ask anybody in the world and they're going
to
say the same shit.
I'm trying to see what your point is. You're saying that Namekian is important now because of the Dragon Balls.
So when Jiren and him was fighting. Was Piccolo useless?
Who was useless versus Jiren except
useless?
For Frieza, 17, and Goku?
Versus Moro, was Piccolo useless? Was Namekians useless?
He was helping them fight.
No, he
Moro,
was useless.
Moro
no.
isn't a useless threat if it isn't for Namekians. He uses the Namekian Dragon Balls to wish for his strength and all that shit back. So without Namekians, Moro's not doing that. So Moro's not a threat, and there's no Moro arc. Namekians matter.
That's because you're taking that little point. They could use any set of Dragon Balls, bro.
But all the Dragon Balls are made without
Namekians. You can't use the Super Dragon Balls without Namekians.
Where is he getting them?
The same place he got the Namekian ones, bro.
No.
He had to go to multiple universes. How is Moro doing that?
He can't do it?
When he was weakened and the Galactic Patrol had him arrested? The Galactic Patrol had him sealed up?
Let me Google this real quick.
The Galactic Patrol.
Google what?
Let me see something real quick.
But we're gonna stop the podcast. Because
y'all really be arguing bullshit.
My question for you though. So here's my question.
Thank you for tuning in.
Wait, before you end it. Okay. Here's my quick question. Why is a Namekian important now? Like, for what purpose? For the Dragon Ball, right?
And we don't know.
Because the Dragon Ball seems like it's gonna be an important part of the story.
He used the Dragon Balls already.
Yeah, but it seems like, because, you know, he might not.
But
I don't think it's gonna be the wish he's looking for. But
they might have a new, like, role. Like, actually helpful fighting or something like that. Or...
Why? The Namekians they showed was one Namekian different from who we knew, who has already said that he is old.
But
and is not a fighter. And was
there's
so
other
weak
Namekians
that
alive.
Bro, yes, on New Namek. They've been there since. That's who they went back and showed. They showed the elder. He was teaching the other ones. He said, "We're explaining to you the role of the Namekians and how we make the Dragon Balls." Dende was literally in the scene with him. Like, they were explaining it to the Namekians on New Namek. They just showed the Namekians that we've seen since Dragon Ball Z. But my thing is, if a Namekian may or may not be important right now in the manga because of Dragon Balls, why is it then that every time they use the Dragon Balls before, the Namekian who made it and had to be alive for them to work wasn't important? Like, the Namekian now shouldn't be important. So the Namekian should just never have been important outside of what Piccolo himself was doing and the Frieza stuff.
The Namekian's power.
Like, if that's your argument, this Namekian doesn't matter either. It's just the Dragon Balls that matter.
My point is, we don't know if he matters or not, but they're bringing other people into the story besides just Goku.
But you're saying that, like, they haven't.
Yeah.
They haven't!
Goku doesn't fight himself every arc.
No, but besides the villains in Goku. Is Goku
like
in this chapter?
Like you just said, he could be a villain, so that might not even count.
If he's a villain, then I'm wrong.
And even if they don't, they introduce Galactic Patrols and they're not villains.
Jacko
matters?
What's the other one?
He mattered to the Moro arc, didn't he?
What's the other one?
Mirus?
Yeah.
He's gone.
He mattered.
But he mattered.
He mattered, right?
And he was a good guy.
All right.
And they introduced him.
Yeah, so...
And that was a completely new character.
So now it's him, and now they're bringing... My point is they're... remolding everybody back into the show.
Who did they remold for Mirus?
How do you know about Mirus?
Mirus?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know which one. The manga?
Galactic Patrol. Yeah.
The manga?
Okay, yeah.
Right.
So who's Mirus a remold of? Because you said they're just remolding characters back
into
the series.
No, they're remolding the series where other people matter is what I'm saying.
But what we're saying
is
the
Namekians
have
always
mattered.
Did. Specifically
from the beginning.
But other people have always mattered.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, Goku wasn't fighting
Yamcha
by himself. Bulma always mattered. Bulma mattered all the way from Dragon Ball up through Super. She didn't matter?
But she's not fighting, is what
but
I'm saying.
But she's allowing them to
fight. I'm talking about fighting.
That's not what you said.
But that's what I'm talking about, bro. Why would I talk about something different?
The plot of the story? At the end of the day, Dragon Ball is a story. The fighting is part of the plot also.
But
we're talking
fighting,
about the plot.
But
the fighting is happening
was just
because
Goku
of the plot.
And Vegeta. That's it.
What? No.
So who else fought?
Wasn't the first movie, didn't we watch Gohan get beat up by Frieza for a while?
That was...
Right?
Yes.
And then Goku and Vegeta pulled up and they were the least excited part of the movie because they were both basically just beating the shit out of Frieza.
No, Frieza actually fought back.
Against who?
Against Goku and Vegeta.
Because I saw Goku was beating him, then he got shot by the laser in his side because he wasn't paying attention.
No,
and
that's
then
what
Vegeta
happened.
Vegeta was like, I'm going to fight him, and Vegeta beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, yeah. But
and
Goku
was
and
playing
Vegeta,
around with him. He went to blow up the planet. We turned back time.
Goku and Vegeta was
a
fight. But Gohan, my point, was weak as shit. He didn't matter in the Frieza
but
movie.
It made sense within the story because Gohan hadn't been training. Yeah. And we understand that if you don't train in the Dragon Ball Z universe, you lose your sins. So that's all.
But like to say it doesn't matter would be like, so the movie would have been the same exact thing if Frieza just popped up, Goku and Vegeta popped up, killed him, and the movie ended in 5 minutes. Because that would, if you just got that fight out of the movie, you would have been happy with that.
No, but I'm saying like they're making like I feel like Namekians is gonna get a new form and they're gonna be stronger and they're gonna matter. And I feel like other people are going to get stronger.
I don't disagree with that point. But that's what you were saying. Was saying Namekians never mattered since Dragon Ball.
I'm talking about fighting-wise.
But they did.
They did. Go Piccolo.
Since when?
Since the beginning.
Since
right,
the beginning. That's Piccolo. It. Since Super Saiyan 2?
So when did you want it to start?
My original point was after Boo, their strength. But
after Boo is six months to Super.
It's Super. Like, okay, after Boo
is Super. How long is Super? How many years is Super?
Super is going on what? How old is Pan now? That's where now we're circling back to think. So it hasn't been Pan more than still 2 years.
At most, it would be three because Pan would be talking.
At the very most, 3 years.
At the
that's
very
a long time.
And most. That's less time. That's a less gap in time between the end of Cell and the beginning of Boo.
That was filler.
So look how long Gohan was useless for.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Look how pointless Gohan was, even though the show
didn't tell you. That's my point. That's my... Yeah, I'm making my point. Yeah, I'm really making my point.
So everybody in Dragon Ball Z was useless for those 3 years?
Yes.
All right, we're ending the podcast.
All right. We'll talk to y'all.
Thank you for joining us.
We'll talk to y'all.
No, they wasn't useless?
No.
So who was useful? Who's useful?
Thank you for joining us. This has been the next panel podcast.
Who was useful?
We might keep the stream going for a little bit longer.
Who was useful? Somebody tell me who was useful.